Steve Antonopoulos, Greek, one of the best. And he joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Greek, it's Nick and Cecil. Thank you very much for joining the show. To kick things off, the decision to retire after 40-plus years with the Denver Broncos, 45, 46, how difficult was that for you, Greek?
Well, I mean, thank you for having me on your show. It's an honor to be on your show. Appreciate you guys. You know, obviously, it was a very difficult decision. You know, you don't Barry Alvarez the other day said that, you know, that you do something you love and then you actually get paid for it. You know, that's never called work. And, you know, it's been that way my whole career. I love doing what was doing, and I love the people that I work with. And, you know, I told John, 3 years ago or so that, you know, it's kind of time for me to start moving the other direction. And every year he kind of talked me out of it again. Last year, excuse me, when he did that, I told him, it's time now. And, obviously, you know, I've had an awesome career and with a great organization, and the opportunity to be able to retire on your own terms and do what you want to do in that regard has just been such a blessing for me and my family.
Greek, man, it's a pleasure to have you on, and thanks for agreeing to stop by and join us. I was telling Cecil before you came on that we used to sit in the training room, and we used to have a lot of discussions, and it was this kind of crew that was there, Sharp, Keith Burns, myself, could be Jake Plummer or Cutler, or even Rod Smith, and it was because you meant so much to us. But tell us, what was it like for you over 45 years seeing so many players that viewed you in that way?
Well, I'm again very humbled and honored that, you know, of all the things people have said today, geez, I wish I'd have realized that a long time ago. I'd asked for a raise a long time ago. You know, I mean, just the relationships you develop. I mean, you think about it, and you know this as well as anybody, Nick. When you get hurt, it's devastating for a professional athlete. And what you got to do is, you know, the rehab and all that, that's difficult. It's boring. It's tough to see your teammates play and you not play. I mean, you gotta, it's more than the exercise and more the magic black boxes that you use and all that kind of stuff. It's about developing a relationship with your athletes and, you know, gaining their trust and, you know, being able to have fun doing what you're doing. I mean, I remember, you know, we had nicknames for everybody I don't remember what we nicknamed you, Nick, but I can imagine. but we had fun, and you know, it's work, it's serious business, but you have to have fun doing it. And you know, the psychology and working with an injured athlete, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it affects their whole life. By being hurt. And some of them, their careers, and it's devastating.
Steve Antonopoulos joining us. Greek here on Nick and Cecil on the Fan. And Greek, to steal a line from Aaron Rodgers, it's all about the people. The Broncos have one of the best organizations in the NFL. And could you just tell our listening audience about the people, you know, Mr. B, everyone in that building, and of course you, part of that crew for 45 years. I think this business is a people business, and the Broncos, as evidenced by your tenure with this team, they're all about finding the greatest people.
Well, there's no question about it. The Denver Broncos, bar none, have to be the best organization in the National Football League, not only from the winning standpoint, but, you know, from a class operation. Mr. Bowen was the ultimate. I loved him to death. It broke my heart to see him go the way he did. We had an awesome relationship, great friend, great family, loved his family. You know, it all started with him and you know, all the people that have been around for so many years, the Joe Ellis's, the John Elway's, the John Beeks, the phenomenal coaches, great day. Dan Reeves and Mike Shanahan. Mike was the ultimate. Gary Kubiak. I mean, Gary, I was around him near 25 years. Player, assistant coach, coach. Loved his family. My daughter used to babysit his kids. Wow. You know, it's just unbelievable the relationships that you develop. I just I was down in Arizona last week and visited Alex Gibbs, who has had a stroke, and you know, it was just phenomenal the relationship we had when he was a coach. And it's just, that's the thing that I'm going to miss. And I know it's a cliche. People always say that that's the relationships what they miss. But truly, you know, with what we did in the athletic training room, that's what it's all about, is developing relationships. And, you know, players, goodness gracious, I love the players to death. You know, I mean, to this day. I mean, and I think that's part of being able to last so long, is be able to adjust to the personalities of the players. And, you know, believe you me, they're different today than back when Nick was playing and others. But, you know, that's what it's about. John Elway, I mean, you know, 16 years with him. I love him like a brother. And, you know, the ultimate last 10 years, he was my boss. And does it get any better than that? You know, it was awesome, awesome 45 years, no question about it, for a little, you know, punk kid from Hugo, Colorado. It was unbelievable.
Well, Greg, you've had an opportunity to see a lot of players come in this league and, you know, maybe undrafted and become Hall of Famers. But is there kind of one of the moments that kind of stick out for you, maybe in one of those long runs, a Super Bowl moment that may stick out, you know, larger than some of the others?
Well, you know, TD, Terrell Davis, was something special. Here's a guy, a six-round draft choice, lucky to get drafted, only got drafted because Gary Kubiak knew his coach. And the guy was hurt his whole collegiate career. And, you know, to see him come in and develop from where he came in as to the Hall of Fame career that he had in a short time. You know, here's one of those guys. It was devastating when he got hurt. And it was, I mean, it breaks your heart to see a guy like that get hurt. But, you know, you got to make him, you know, get better and, you know, mentally and physically. And Terrell Davis, a special, special dude in that regard, you know, starting the way he did. Now, Chris Harris, I think of him, you know, the devastating ACL he had. He came in with a chip on his shoulder, and by golly, he still has a chip on his shoulder. And, you know, I'm sure Nick was that way. I didn't see him as a pup, but I saw him as an old guy, and, you know, he'd come a long way, I'm sure.
All right.
Had some great conversations, didn't we?
yes, we have, for sure.
Well, Steve Antonopoulos joining us here, Nick and Cecil on the Fan. And, Greg, my final one for you, and certainly appreciate your time on today of all days, especially. I just want to know, because we get former Broncos on all the time.
Don't
right?
you do
yeah,
it,
whether
Cecil.
It's Champ Bailey.
Don't you do it, Cecil.
Tatum Bell. John Lynch, right? And they all come on and they say one thing. Man, Nick would not. He would not stop in practice. So I just want to know, Greek, did you ever have to go to Nick and say, like, you don't need to hit quite as hard in practice? You could probably dial it back a little bit. I've heard stories about Nick.
I guess I don't remember that guy, Nick.
Yes.
No, I'm just joking. No, you know, he had a mindset. There's no question about it.
Right.
You know, we loved his attitude. And, you know, he was like that with rehab. You know, I love guys like that ask questions and want to get better and challenge you. And that's one of the things. Every day was a challenge because the players challenge you. The coaches challenge you. The owner challenges you. I mean, does it get any better than that? To go to something you love and be challenged to get better every day? Unbelievable.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, it is a very special day. It's kind of bittersweet. And I want to thank you for joining us. But before I let you go, I want to tell you this. I want to make sure that the listeners also know this. You know, you were more than just a head trainer. I told you earlier today you were like an extended father figure to me. And when I was going through my injury, we had a chance to talk a lot. But the biggest help was when I was trying to decide what direction to go as far as being married. And I looked to you to be that beacon of hope, seeing what you and your wife were able to create. And our conversations led me to my now wife, and we've been married together 14 years. So I want to thank you for being my trainer, for being somewhat of a mentor for me, and also being an extended father to help me figure out this thing called football and this thing called life. So I appreciate it, and I wanted to definitely let you know. And obviously, this may be retirement for you, but it's not retirement from our friendship. So I would definitely continue to reach out, you know, to you and use your wisdom to help me grow as an individual.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. It's a bittersweet thing without a question, but I was so honored to work for such a great organization for so many years. I'm still going to pop in now and then. I'm doing some consulting work, but I appreciate you. I mean, you talk about father. Yeah, it's grandfather.
Grandfather.
Wow. Yeah, these guys is grandfather now.
But thank you, Greek man. Appreciate you giving us some time. I know today's been really emotional for you, so I definitely appreciate it.
Well, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
There we have them. Greek. You know you've made an impact when you can go by one name, right? When you can go by that nickname. Steve Antonopoulos. We all know him as Greek. One of the best, man.
Well, one of the best, man, and he said it. I mean, this organization is one of the better organizations in the NFL, if not the best. And that speaks volumes of who you are as an individual when people come out and they just say all these wonderful things about you. So Greek has touched the lives of so many families, so many men, so many fathers and husbands, and I'm glad to have known him and call him friend.
Yeah, and that's how you know you made a real impact in the community and with your not even coworkers. I mean, your family, your work family, basically.